We had lobster, we had shrimp, we had apple pie for dessert. So it was beautiful. It was
make
beautiful.
Sure you don't undercook that stuff, that seafood.
Oh yeah, we didn't undercook. They was right on point today. Good. They was really, really nice. Shout out to everybody in the cafeteria for doing a heck of a job.
You protected the hands with the lobster claws and everything.
I don't know. I know I might have got cut right there, but I'll be all right. I'll be fine.
Speaking of being fine, you've got a heck of a streak of with any ailment whatsoever playing. Todd McClure said he told you after one game, he said, "I appreciate you being out there because it means a lot to the offense."
Yeah, I mean, anytime I can go out there and actually play, I'm going to play. You know, it's just my mentality. You know, football players play football, you know, and, you know, that's what I do. And, you know, every time I go out there, I think I give a spark to our, not only our offense, but to our whole team, you know. And, you know, if I can go, I'm going to go.
5-6 years, 80 catches, over 1,000 yards. You're in select company yet. It doesn't seem like people bring up the name Roddy White when they talk about the best receivers in the NFL. Does that bother you at all?
No, it don't bother me at all. You know, as long as I come in, you know, every day and go to work and just get my job done and do everything to help our team win, then, you know, it's fine with me. You know, those guys like who they like, you know, and they're going to broadcast who they want to broadcast. And, you know, we are the Atlanta Falcons, and we have the best record in the league. And, you know, we really get talked about. So, you know, it is what it is. We're just going to continue to do what we do, fly under the radar, and continue to win games.
You don't really care if you achieve what you want in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all I want to do is go in there in the postseason and win playoff games. You know, and as long as we can go out there and do that, then, you know, I'll be a happy camper.
I know you've been asked the question, you know, a lot. Do you sense the attitude? How different is it as opposed to a couple of years ago when you guys had the bye and everything else?
It's a lot different, you know, and I just feel like this team's a lot more motivated. You know, everybody's kind of, you know, on the edge of their seat, wanting to get out there and, you know, want to kick off. We wish we was playing a playoff game this week, you know, and that we can go out there and, you know, be excited about. But everybody's excited, which is a good thing, you know, and this is a great week for us because, like Todd said, ain't no momentum like momentum. So we need to go out there and win this game, you know, and have momentum going into the playoffs.
How tough is it to suppress, you know, that emotion? I mean, you said you guys wish you could do it this week, but having to wait. How difficult is that?
It's not really difficult because you prepare for 16 games. So, you know, we all know it's a 16-game schedule. You know, even though we got everything locked up, we still want to go out there and do a lot of good things. You never want to put bad things on film. You know, Coach always tells us that you never want to go out there and have a bad performance because, you know, people come after you and, you know, it gives them a sense of hope. So we want to go out there and be dominant.